How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions, featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio. And welcome to Like-Minded Friends with me, Susie Ruffle.
And me, Tom Allen. Hi.
Tom, I like the shirt that you're wearing. It's quite unusual to see you in a collared shirt without a tie, and it looks very nice.
Oh, thank you. I sometimes think some of my outfits are turning into, I want to say, divorced dad in his sort of late 40s, early 50s.
Not the ties.
No, not with it. With a tie, somehow, I don't feel like that. But without a tie, sometimes with a light chino, I see myself as sort of, I can imagine myself being at a, you know, maybe some sort of instrument recital.
Yes, your child would definitely play an instrument.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
Maybe a cello, maybe a precocious girl on a cello.
Oh, perfect, perfect, yeah.
Which is, of course, who I'd love to be.
Which is who I am, really. Yeah, of course.
Tom, before I begin, I want to apologise for my lateness.
Oh, please don't worry, Suze. I mean, the listener wouldn't know.
I had an incident with turmeric.
Oh, Susie, I know you've been juicing, but turmeric, I did want to say this to you at the time, it can be a real menace.
Tom.
What happened?
I mean, I've buggered my kitchen.
Oh, no.
Well, I haven't. Well, also, I really hope that by the time Alice listens to this, which will probably be never, so it's fine, I would have sorted it out. But currently, the kitchen sides are yellow because I spilt turmeric juice. Who knew that so much juice could come out of a root?
Wow. So you've been growing it in the garden or you bought it from...
No, I bought it from...
Brighton Health Store.
Just a shop.
Just a local Brighton shop.
Just a local Brighton shop. I love a greengrocer's, you know that.
Turmeric root, though, is a very Brighton thing for a greengrocer's to stock, I'll say that.
Well, of course. And chicory, we've got that sort of shit. Fennel.
Oh, I bet you can't...
All that crap.
Fronds of fennel, yes. Absolutely.
I think fennel is bullshit.
Okay. Coming in hot there.
I just think it's... I've rarely had it and thought, this has added something.
Wow, that's interesting. You see, I like it. I think it's a rare treat because, guess what? The greengrocers near me don't exist. And if they did, they would...
sell fags.
They'd sell mainly vapes.
We mean cigarettes. To the American listeners.
Yeah. I like a fennel. I like the fronds. I like it.
Is fennel the one that's a bit aniseedy?
Mm.
Oh, actually, maybe I do like that one. Maybe chicory.
Well, too late.
Is chicory the one that's sort of... Whatever.
I don't know if I've had chicory. I think there was a time when they made a sort of coffee out of it, I think, during the war.
What was that like, Tom? Tell us about it.
Well, it was called camp coffee. Hilariously. Oh. And my mum bought
and you
a...
Loved it.
And I loved it.
Did your mum drink a lot of it? Because that might be why.
That's... That's how I caught it. Yeah. That's how I got it. But my mum found an advert that came in like a little tile that she bought for me, which is a woman going, camp coffee. We always have it.
I really love that.
Yeah, very simple, very camp in itself. Yeah, we always have it.
Would the word camp have been used then to mean... I mean, how would you describe the word camp? I know that some people might say like effeminate, but I feel like it's something more than that.
Well, it's a subject of Susan Sontag's, of course, essays on camp, notes on camp, and it's a subject for discussion. I mean, it's very...
Thank God, we're finally getting onto it.
We finally found a thing.
Ouais le camp.
Oui. I think I have read the essay, but I've forgotten it now. There's something about swish as well, I think, was part of it. And I think there was a sort of flaneur.
What's flaneur? Like what you use to wash your face in the shower?
No, it's a flannel.
I'm so sorry. My French is dreadful.
Oh, well, that doesn't matter with camp. I think it's sort of, it's sort of been around a few hundred years. But I don't know I don't know when the term first started to be used.
There'll be an etymologist that listens.
oh, there will be somebody
reach
doing
out.
A new
reach
theory
out.
Course right
and
now.
If you could sum it up, if you could sum up your dissertation in a paragraph.
No more.
That would be really helpful. No more. No less.
No less.
I'm not an idiot. I'm not an imbecile. I can read a paragraph at least.
Absolutely. Chicory though, well done. We also had cannellini beans in the garden. Thank you.
Oh my
gosh. Harvested.
Wait, how do they grow?
Well, we got
in a pouch. Like in a, I don't mean a pouch. I mean like in a, like a pea wood.
Yeah, or on a bean really. But they've got a lovely red and green sort of shaped them. And we harvested them. There weren't very many, but I did them. I was very proud. I did them with some garlic and some sage and a bit of some tomatoes and some stock.
The sage will get rid of any bad spirits as well. So that's a double win, isn't it?
And it was very wise as well. Very sage.
Did you eat it and go,
I'm so wise now.
What was it that...
It was a lovely use of something that we'd grown. We felt very proud.
Yes, I would too. You know, we're all meant to be eating more pulses.
We are, aren't we? I've actually bought some.
And grains. All that.
Not always chips, yeah.
Such a shame.
I know. There's never a diet where they're like, you know what you would benefit from is chips.
Yeah, that would be such a... What's Dr. Atkins? Oh, he's...
No, none of it. I think
none of it. I always get Dr. Atkins and Dr. Oetker confused.
I love Dr. Oetker. Yeah.
No, Dr. Oetker, more of a pizza-based diet.
Very pizza-based, he says. Yeah. Yeah. Dr. Oetker, I mean, who as a doctor would be like, I know, I'm going to make
pizza.
Frozen pizzas that will be sold.
Tom, I don't know how to tell you this, but I'm not convinced that there's a doctor behind it. Similar to Dr. Pepper.
Oh, you think Dr. Oetker isn't real?
I think he might be fictionalized.
Or she, we don't know.
Or she, yes. Not all doctors are men. Oh,
not all doctors are men. Not even, especially, well, no reason that the pizza thing would skew it either way, but yeah.
Because you think female doctors belong in the kitchen?
Yeah. I'm going to say it, okay?
Fine.
You don't like chicory, and that's my opinion on specifically female doctors.
Specifically female doctors who make pizza? Tom, new cup?
It's not going to offend many people.
I wouldn't have thought so. New cups?
New cup. Thank you for knowing. Black and white stripe. I feel it's been very elegant with a gold rim. Got them from Marks. This isn't an advert. But the, I just get...
If they wanted it to be, I'm really cheap.
I'm very happy. I'm very happy for it. Got them in Marks. You're very pleased with them. But you've got a nice mug and a nice drinking receptacle.
Thank you very much. This is a mug from...
Something to do with libraries, plays. Oh, Hay Festival.
The Hay Festival.
Hey.
The Hay Festival, where I went this year and had, honestly, the time of my life.
It's lovely,
in a way that
it?
I wasn't expecting.
It's lovely because I know we've talked about it before, but I think you and I have been quite burnished. Is that the right word? By us being stressed by the Edinburgh Festival in Fringe. And actually, when we go to another festival, we're like, oh, I see.
Oh, it was honestly, Alice and I drove to Hay. We stayed in an absolutely lovely B&B.
Oh.
So, so charming and lovely. Looked out onto a lake. I mean, couldn't have been more perfect.
Yeah, lovely. Love a lake. You love a lake, don't you?
I do love a lake. I love any body of water.
Oh, right. That's good to know.
Is that the title of my novel?
Yes, maybe.
A collection of poems.
Maybe, even a cup? Maybe that's why you remind me of my cups.
Maybe a mug. Yeah. She sat by a body of water.
Mm. Oh, lovely beginning.
We went and met Alice's auntie and her cousin, which was very nice. I had a shandy with them.
Awesome.
Then went backstage. Viv Groskop was interviewing me.
Lovely.
So that was really lovely. And then had such a lovely time, really lovely audience, lovely questions.
Mm.
Then did a signing. It was the first signing that I'd properly done. There were lots of people that made me feel
wonderful.
Chatted to so many nice people.
I bet.
And then Alice and I took a bottle of wine back to the B&B and sat and looked at the lake and had a glass of wine.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Honestly, it was like, it was one of the best days of the year.
You didn't stay up late partying with the... Hay and wine. No, I don't think there is a party scene there.
Yeah, I was going to say, I was there with Salman Rushdie, knocking back the shots.
When I was there, I did a bit of a signing, but somebody did a book signing next to me and they had a huge queue out the door. I remember that. I'm feeling very... But I didn't mind. I didn't mind.
No, of course.
They do a gig there as well. Did you do that?
Yes. I think I've done that once.
I think you might have done, yeah.
But so anyway... Whilst I was doing signing, Alice went and bought me some bits from the shop because it had been such a nice day.
Oh.
One of the bits was a mug.
Well done, Alice. How nice.
Well done, Alice. And a hoodie so that people see me, they could know I can read.
Oh, lovely.
Sometimes I give off the vibe that maybe I can't.
Not true, Susan.
When I'm saying things like, but I'm on the wrong train and I don't have a ticket.
Things like that.
Things like
well,
that.
Don't beat yourself up. But I think as well, that's so lovely that Alice did all that for you and you repaid her by spilling turmeric over your joint work surfaces.
Kitchen. Yeah. Yeah, I did. But don't worry, we've got...
Just return to that for a moment, yeah.
Some very strong spray for the sides.
Mm. Have you looked it up, the options?
It's covered in spray for 45 minutes.
Fine.
Then I'm going to go and wipe it off. I think that by the time she gets back,
it'll be
gone.
I think...
If it's not, I might have to move out. Because I have done this sort of thing before with beetroot.
Well, oh my, yes, you do go for those staining things, don't you?
I know, and I'm so bloody clumsy that I really ought to... This is the thing, maybe I should be doing chicory and fennel. They're both white, aren't they?
They're both... They wouldn't stain anything. Or maybe do the... No, you don't like them. Maybe you could do the last bit in the garden. So no one cares if you spill a bit of beetroot on the patio.
That's true. If anything, it'd be good for the flowers.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
How is your garden? Mine's very arid.
Mine is getting a bit more arid, as you say, as the season progresses. Of course, it's harvest time now.
Of course, harvest festival.
My potatoes are still a bit underwhelming, so I'm going to leave them in for a bit longer, I think. Kind of for the best.
What do you do? Pull them out and see how big they are?
Yeah, I just have a root around and see what I can pull out.
Sorry, that sounded rude.
You did.
Pull them out and see how big they are.
That's the story of my life. That makes everything sound rude.
I made a lot of gay men laugh at the weekend.
I bet you did. What did you do this time?
I was getting out a camping table.
Oh, there we go. Thanks. We always have it. Yeah.
And one of the guys said, you know, you can make it longer. And then he showed me you could like unclip it. And it could, because I thought this is a very small table. Mm. And then actually it could be much, much bigger, which was great. Oh. Much taller.
Oh,
and I said, oh, I didn't realize it was a grower, not a shower.
Oh, I bet they loved that, didn't
they? And honestly,
they were delighted.
You know what? Maybe I am in the right business.
Maybe it was all worth it after all. But it was a nice time.
It was lovely.
Nice gays.
Really nice people. Oh, such nice gays.
Mm-hmm.
The male gays. You know how I love the male gays.
The male gays, of course. So profound in filmmaking. And what sort of things did you take for your picnic? Was it a picnic?
Oh, thank you for asking. Well, Alice, I said to Alice, don't worry, we'll sort it out when we're there. Which, of course, is very... For sure. Alice made a spag bowl in advance.
A spag bowl?
To heat on the camping table. We've got a cooker.
You lesbians, really...
What's wrong with taking a spag bowl?
Back. I thought you were going to do, like, a quiche or a sandwich.
No, Tom, we were staying overnight.
Oh, okay.
It was supper.
Okay, I take it back.
Yeah, you better.
I just thought it was like a daytime picnic thing. I was like, who takes a spag bowl?
I wouldn't put it past Alice. She makes a really good one. And do you know what?
It's one of my favourite meals.
With Alice's, it's consistently exactly as you want it to be.
Oh, wonderful.
You know, she's very consistent with her spag bowl.
I'll
you can say
that
a lot of things about my wife.
Not inconsistent when it comes to a spag bowl.
But
I've heard it said.
I said, oh, don't bother taking that. Be such an ass. Anyway, honestly, I don't know what we'd have done without it.
I bet.
I said to her about 5 times, honestly, I'm so pleased you brought that spag bowl.
You know, my favourite thing to do with a spag bowl is to sort of turn it into a sandwich.
I knew you were going to say that. Do you know who else does that?
Yeah.
Felicity Ward, she pops it on toast.
How interesting. I've never thought of doing that.
Yeah.
Then you'd have to take a toaster with you.
Yes, of course.
On a camping trip.
One year when we were living in Edinburgh, we would go... Felicity Sober. It was one of the years where you decided not to come to Edinburgh, Tom.
Oh, yes, yes.
Damn you. Felicity, very lovely Felicity. We stayed in a apartment.
Oh, yes, I remember.
High up, overlooking Holyrood, maybe? Anyway, Felicity doesn't drink. Of course, in Edinburgh, I drink heavily. And we would sit on the counter eating toast with spag bowl spread across it. And she would just be laughing at me because I'd be trying to make sense.
Yeah.
Be a bit pissed.
Oh, great. Oh,
and when I think of spag bowl and a sandwich, that's what I think of.
That's what you think of.
Yeah, it was actually quite a nice month, that one, I think.
Maybe it could be turned into like a spread, you know, like the lotus biscuit has recently been. What do they call that? Spéculoos.
What's she like? Have you tried her?
You know, I haven't, no. I mean, I do like the biscuits. They sort of remind me of a hospitality tray in a mid-range hotel.
Yes, of course. I feel the same. I also feel like it's a small treat. And yeah. as soon as you're spreading it, that is big. Mm. That's a big treat.
That's become a big treat then, isn't it? Yes. Like, I controversially do like Marmite, but I don't like a lot of it. I just like a smattering.
Do you like it with the scrambled egg?
I have heard talk of this before. No. But yeah,
you want to go butter, so bread, toast, obviously. Toast, butter, Marmite, avocado.
Avocado? What?
Scrambled egg that's had a bit of cheese put in it whilst it's cooking.
Oh, I say.
It's quite decadent.
Oh, I'll say it is. And do you have that as a weekend brunch?
Alice and I used to have it a lot. Now our weekend brunch is usually, should we have some Cheerios and get this kid out of the house so she can run?
Do you ever do overnight oats?
Oh, I always think that I'm the kind of person that should, but I've done it maybe three or four times. I tell you what I do, what I have done is I'll do them in a jam jar.
Okay.
And then they're already in their portions.
Oh, that's nice.
I might do that. That's more of a winter thing for me.
Because I like the idea of, you know, like we say, getting more pulses, getting more oats, I think is a good thing for us all. But I'm worried that I can't be bothered to cook something in the morning. I don't have time. If it was spooning something out of a dish, I could deal with.
Well, save your jam jars.
I do. I've got thousands of them.
Thousands. Great. Tonight, you're making 1,000 overnight oats.
Okay. But would you be able to keep, like, a portion... do it tonight for next week, say? You know, will it keep or will it just turn to mush by that point?
I think you could keep it for maybe 3 days.
3 days, okay.
I think you could find the time.
Okay, yeah, fine.
Every 3 days.
And you do it with milk or water?
I would do it with milk. But of course, I'm a creamy lady.
You are.
Do you know what else you want to chuck in? Some chia seeds.
Oh, yes. I think I've got some from when Auntie Pearl stayed. Yeah, she likes all that.
Ever so good. Yeah. Ever so good for you. Make sure you brush your teeth afterwards, though, because they are buggers for your teeth.
Oh, they? Yeah. Lovely for photos. do you put the chia seeds in when you're doing the overnight soaking, or do you do those as a last minute?
I do it all together.
You do it all together. Any kind of sweetness in there?
Well, what I would do is that when I eat it, either if you're on the train, if you're in a hurry, you can take the jam jar with you.
Gosh, again, it's like the spag bowl all over.
I know, you can take it with you. Mm. They can't get you for it.
They can't get you for it, that's the main thing.
You can eat it on a train, a plane, an automobile
even.
Any of these.
Yeah, not when you're driving.
No, it'd be tricky when you're driving. You'd have to sort of shake it into your mouth.
Which I counsel against. I'll say that.
Yes,
undoing a jar, I think, at speed.
A traffic light. I would feel quite worried by that.
I don't know what the highway code says about it, but
I imagine it's not good.
It says no. So would you put a sweetness in at the time or?
I would go sweetness after.
After.
I'll tell you what I'd do, Tom.
Honey.
Oh, you could go honey.
No, what were
you
going to say?
I'd go for a spoonful of jam.
Oh, lovely. Yeah, I like jam. Yeah, okay.
How are you with marmalade?
I like it.
Yeah.
I like it.
Same.
It's a rare treat. Yeah.
Talking of marmalade.
Yes.
I saw, do you know Giovanni Fletcher?
Yes.
She's so great.
Yeah,
I did
her
podcast a couple of weeks ago.
I really
like her. She's so nice.
Nice person, yeah.
Her husband, Tom.
Yes.
Who is Tom from McFly.
Yeah.
Is doing the music for Paddington.
Oh my God.
Apparently. It's amazing.
It's going to be great, yeah.
She says she hasn't seen it. She just says that he keeps talking about it and he gets emotional by how good it is.
Wow.
I can't wait to see it.
I'd love to be so proud of my work that I was moved myself.
Yeah, I mean, I have cried because of my work before, but very different circumstances.
I'd like to be that. Oh, that's going to be exciting, isn't it? Yeah, talking about
I'm very excited for Paddington. Big fan of him. We're a big Paddington household.
Yeah, I can imagine that. Do you like the second film?
I like all of them. Third. The second's very exciting because Big Tom D's in it.
Yeah, that's what I think. And also Hugh Grant is so funny.
Hugh Grant is so funny in it. Actually, he was in a horror film recently.
Oh.
Hugh Grant.
Oh,
and
yeah.
There were all these photos of him on buses in darkness.
Oh, no.
And he was a real baddie. And he kept going past. Whenever the buses went past, my daughter would point at it and go, Phoenix Buchanan.
Oh.
His name in Paddington.
Oh. Sounds like a very, yeah, it's taking a real twist for the third one.
Yeah, for the third one, I'm going to kill that bear if it's the last thing I do.
Oh, okay. Is it, the third one's out now? Is that, did I miss that?
Oh, yeah. Olivia Colman's in that.
Yeah, I should watch that, shouldn't I? Maybe at Christmas.
That's the thing, they get big
yeah,
names.
Once it gets run.
Julie Walters.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Olivia Colman. Antonio Banderas. I mean, all the biggies.
Didn't see that coming, yeah. Absolutely. Very popular show. Very popular series of books. Movie. Yeah, very popular. I think as well, just going back to your worktops, which has been plaguing me.
Oh, yeah.
I think if you give it, if you expose it to sunlight, the sun can bleach the turmeric.
Okay, I'm not sure how I'm going to do that because I love my kitchen, but one of the issues with it is there's very little light.
Okay, maybe a series of mirrors.
Yes, that's a good idea.
Just a thought.
Maybe I could always have them up so that when people come in, it looks like they've got sort of massive bodies and tiny legs and that sort of thing.
Oh, that would be fun. Like a hall of mirrors.
Like a hall of mirrors.
It's actually our kitchen, but yeah, do come through. Yes.
come through.
Oh, how lovely.
That would be confusing, wouldn't it, if you were serving people? You'd be like, which ones, where are they?
Be careful. Yes, that's true. You could end up not knowing which side is on what.
I feel like it's the sort of thing as well that I'd think that someone was behind. I think feel like that would...
Oh, there would be people all around you.
Screaming in the night. Okay. But there's always screaming in the night here. So that's fine.
Where you sleep. I've been having a lot of bad dreams.
Tom, tell me.
And sleep paralysis.
Sleep paralysis?
You know, where you just kind of feel like you can't... When you
move?
Move, yeah.
Oh, I've only had that once and it was horrible. What happened?
Well, it happened a bit this morning, actually, as I was dozing off to sleep. I sometimes wake up around 4 o'clock in the morning, I've noticed. And this time, yeah, I've read about it. They say, just try slowly calm down. And just start by wiggling your toes. But I was trying to wiggle my toes and I just felt myself falling into the sleep and I couldn't. It was very upsetting. And last week I had a nightmare. I know it's boring to talk about dreams, but last week I had a nightmare where I was shaking so much.
We've talked about so much boring stuff on this podcast. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, we should have just called it boring stuff.
If people are still here, that's on them.
That's your problem, listener. But I was apparently shaking.
What happened in the dream?
Well, I came upstairs and then the door was either open or closed. Maybe it's open. And I was like, oh, that means the ghost is here. At which point I fell backwards and it dragged me backwards along the floor. And I think I couldn't breathe or something was happening. But I was shaking a lot, apparently, and gasping for air. And that's when Alfie woke me up. He said it was very alarming for him, too. And I woke up in such a state, I was upset about it all day.
Oh, that's horrible.
I do have a lot of nightmares, though.
Is there a recurring one?
No, not specifically, really. I think if I sleep on my back, which I've looked up is a sort of self-preservation thing, it's because it's harder to breathe when you're lying on your back sometimes. And it might just be your body going, wake up, this isn't good for you.
Oh.
Someone, article said, I don't know if that's true. But yeah, I do have a lot of nightmares.
That is frightening. I had one, that one sounds particularly scary. But I had one last week. Where I was in my bedroom, but it wasn't my bedroom.
Oh, always the way, isn't it?
Always the way. And my brother was there.
Mm-hmm.
And he said to me, you're going to need to help me with this. And then I realized he had a bucket.
Oh.
And the bucket was digging something out of my wardrobe and pouring it onto the floor.
Oh, what does that mean?
And it was tarantulas.
Oh, goodness.
Buckets of tarantulas.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah. And I think it's because I've watched that new David Attenborough series.
Well.
And there was a spider on it.
Oh, no.
Can I tell you what this spider did?
Yeah.
Okay, so this mum has like 1,000 babies.
Okay.
Exhausting. She feeds them, sure.
Okay.
As they get bigger, they start like leaving the nest.
Of course.
These are quite big spiders as well. You know, we're talking like, you know, big.
Sorry to anybody who doesn't like them, yeah.
So they go, how they catch their prey... all these spiders. And it's actually really impressive to watch. It sort of looked like a Fosse number. Go with me.
Oh, okay.
They shake their legs at the same point. And then they hear through their legs. So they shake. And then if they've got like a fly caught in a web.
Yeah.
It will then go.
And
then they'll realize where it is. So they'll walk, 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 shake, shake, shake. Walk, 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 shake, shake, shake. Oof. Quite Fosse.
Yeah.
So... these spiders are getting bigger and bigger. They're eating the flies, la, la, la. Then the final act of motherhood for these spiders is to let her babies eat her.
What?
So then she pretends to shake. and they all walk over and munch on mum, and then they kill all of their aunties so that generation is the leaders.
Wow.
Really
horrendous.
And I watched that episode, and then so maybe the spiders were coming to eat me. I don't know. Oh, it was terrible.
Oh, that's interesting when you put that spin on it, isn't it? Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm sure it could mean all manner of things, but fundamentally, I mean, it's probably just something you're worried about. Yeah. Yeah.
Probably.
A dream. Never had a dream come true.
Till the day that I found you. Who was that? S Club 7, Christmas song?
Steps, isn't it? Or is it S Club? Sorry, Alfie. I can't remember.
Could you shout out? Producer Emma's saying S Club, I think.
S Club, sorry.
No party like an S Club party.
That's right, absolutely. Well, if those are your dreams, let's hope they don't come true. But everyone has bad dreams, and they're just dreams.
They're just dreams. Unless they're not.
Unless they're real. But no, just don't worry. And I find I do sleep with the light on for that reason. And usually I do have Downton Abbey on.
You sleep all night with a light on?
Or I have it on a timer now. So it goes off about 2 o'clock. But then I wake up at 4 and I can't get back to sleep.
Do you ever wear an eye mask?
You bought me one, actually, didn't you? I do sometimes wear that. Yes, a lovely one you bought me from somewhere. It had lavender in it.
Very kind of me. I find I sleep so much better with an eye mask. I can't sleep with that one now, in fact.
Oh, right.
Maybe try that.
Okay, I'll try that.
Because then when you do that thing where you're sort of half waking up, your eyes are still covered, so there's no light getting into them, and it's easier to fall back off.
And you don't wake up in a panic. You're like, oh, my God, where am I?
My vision.
That doesn't happen?
No, hasn't so far.
Oh, good. Oh, maybe that would be better for me. Maybe. Yeah, otherwise falling asleep with the telly on is always... And waking up at 4. Oh, and I put too much salt on my tomatoes.
Oh my gosh, Tom, we're meant to be finishing the podcast.
And then I drop that.
What happened to your tomatoes? You've got to be careful with how much salt you put on them.
Well, I thought it would make them delicious, which it usually does. But I think I did. I went in twice. I was like, I think they need a bit more salt. They probably need some more. What is wrong with me? Woke up in the night like that, like awful.
So thirsty.
Yeah. Not like that.
Thirsty girl.
Yeah.
A thirst trap. That's the thing. Salt is a thirst trap. People don't talk about it.
People don't really. Yeah, salty makes you thirsty. Oh. I don't know if that bears out in reality.
Is that a thing? I don't know.
Know if that's a saying really or any truth. But fun to say, but I was just genuinely over salted and therefore
thirsty.
Thirsty.
Thirsty yeah. girls.
Thirsty girl that I was in the night. Anyway.
Right, should we see you next week?
See you through the window if I don't see you through the week.
Okay,
everyone. Bye. Bye, 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 bye.
How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian, and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions. Featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day, and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook, and audio.